USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change at the helm of a major U.S. ally. As British Prime Minister Theresa May says, she will soon be resigning that position.
It is now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party on Friday the 7th of June, so that a successor can be chosen.
May's three-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would approve. The devastating storms that have been rattling the nation's midsection for days, not expected to let up anytime soon. In fact, forecasters say they'll continue across parts of the central and southern plain states through the Memorial Weekend into next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to startup with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Nancy Pelosi criticizing the demeanor and temperament of President Trump. At a Capitol briefing yesterday, she said members of Trump's family or administration should consider an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi again accusing Trump of throwing a temper tantrum before abruptly departing a scheduled White House meeting with Democrats a couple of days ago, something that Trump is staunchly denying. President Trump saying he's not happy that the so-called American Taliban's out of prison. The president saying he's, quote, not even a little bit pleased about the release of John Walker Lind, who walked out of an Indiana prison yesterday. He was the first U.S.-born detainee in Afghanistan and served 17 years of a 20-year sentence for working with the Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Philip Morris getting out of the cigarette business. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The company's name has been synonymous with cigarettes since its beginning. But now COO Jacek Olczak says, we can unsmoke customers, we can unsmoke Philip Morris. He says the company will be coming out with what it calls a healthier alternative with its new IQOS product. Like vaping products, this will heat but not burn tobacco. And he says that Philip Morris is moving away from combustible tobacco altogether, and that one day they'll even be out of the nicotine business altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The terrorists known as the American Taliban released early from prison, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out about this disturbing situation. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it recalls a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.